Starting in 2012, my family and I went against all odds and decided to set the foundation for our very own family business. All my life, I grew up around baseball. Personally, I played it for 14 years or so, and my father went to college on a scholarship for it. Something about helping others train and develop into top athletes is something that just always seemed to grab my father's attention, which resulted in being a hobby for him at the time, meeting up with players all around town and giving them nice, proper, affordable instruction. So this continued on for like a year as a side job until the word began to spread and his client base began to rapidly increase at a fast pace and was left with only two options. To either quit what he was doing because his capacity was at a max, or to resign from his current job and make something out of this opportunity that would have been doubted by others. And all I know is I wouldn't be writing this story at all if he went with option one. They say that more than 8 out of the 10 family businesses have no succession plans, but right from the jump he had higher expectations. He believes that whatever you want in life is tangible. All you have to do is put your mind and effort into it. That was just something that he thoroughly followed in life and taught us that principle growing up. But before he get into the groove of things with establishing a facility and taking this penny stock company to the next level, he needed a good startup capital. Referring to financial wealth, capital is essential in establishing and operating a business. Following that, we needed to create a fluent, loyal client base. But that can't be attained until exemplary customer satisfaction is achieved. All in all, customers with a high level of satisfaction are likely to invest more money into a business. So the day of the grand opening, we accompanied each customer with a serving of free barbecue for something to munch on while we individually met them and made them feel welcome. Multiple compliments and positive thoughts about the establishment as a whole began to transpire after one and another, which led us to firmly believe that we could really obtain these goals we have set out for us in advance from a business perspective. Fast forward a couple of days to where the key determining factor of a business took place, which was our first day of actual hours of operation. As families continued to storm into the building, everyone was treated as family and underwent top-notch instruction for our recently hired coaches who underwent playing baseball at the pro level as well as collegiate level. Just as a whole, the day was very fluid with customers and we couldn't imagine anything going better for us. But my father, being who he is, was never complacent and knew that there was much more work to be done. The ideas of creating teams for the facility began to take effect. Having a 9U, 11U, 12U, and 14U arose as we gathered up multiple groups of kids from around Texas and hosted tryouts until we individually sorted out who went with what team, positions, etc. By the end of the day, whenever everything was sorted out with the teams and players, each was called based off of their results during the tryout, we could finally call it a day knowing that we once again advanced from the rest of our competitors. Approximately 543,000 businesses are started each month, which means you're going to have to create something that's a lot more original than the others. Not only was the idea of creating teams for facility good for separation, but it can also drastically help increase our client base due to the fact that once your teams get exposure in local or state tournaments, people tend to buy into the brand. Go down a couple more years to the present day, we recently set up shop in another location with a very loyal clientele and with 15 employees at the moment who gave it all they got every single day. Moral of the story is if you have what it takes and have that will to want to achieve goals in life that seem impossible to most people, the world is yours and nothing should stop you from realizing that. Thankfully enough, we are part of the 3% who made it into its fifth year.